Hello all and welcome. I am
Hello.
here with the fabulous Umael, and we are having a little chat today, not a formal interview, but we're having a little chat today about the identity crisis. So if you are a person who is struggling with overwhelm and taking care of the needs of others, you're going to really want to listen into this talk. So, Umael, tell us a little bit about you. We can see the beautiful artwork behind you. Tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, hi Oliva. Thank you for introducing me. Yeah, my name is Umayal. I'm an artist. I'm a creative coach and a mom. So yeah, being an artist, mom, and wearing different hats. So I always felt like overwhelmed and exhaustion in my life. So I always like felt I have to take care of my kids. To give by being everything to everyone, I lost myself at times. I didn't feel like what I wanted to do in life. Like that led me to deep inquiry and like questioning, like who am I? So what is my purpose? So what am I doing? And that all led me to go deep into myself and to find out like what is my purpose. So that through art, I like healed myself and I explored more. I became curious with myself. How am I feeling? And am I giving from a place of like resentfulness or am I giving from a place of love? So at times, I feel like I wanted to give, I wanted to help my kids, I want to take care of them. But is it coming from a place of love or resentment? So, yeah, I mean, being connected to myself, like nourishing myself and taking care of myself, that felt I could feel when I make art, that joy or spark in my life when I create art. So that helped me to connect with myself and to give from a place of love. So I nourished myself and then I kind of helped my kids and
Got grounded and you
yeah.
filled your cup so that you could give from a cup that is overflowing. That's beautiful. And I mean, the artwork that you make, it's so unique. Every time I look at your art, I feel like it looks like something that just grew out of the ground onto the canvas. It's so natural and yet so powerful. Like, what are you feeling when you start to create? What are the feelings that flow through you?
Yeah, I mean, I paint like intuitively. So I won't have like an end result in mind. So I always like follow the process, the creative process and how it leads me. So I just like follow my intuition and I just play with the textures and colors. I do like a lot of layers. I give myself enough time to play. I won't like rush through. I just go with the process and go with the flow. So slowly it will just reveal to me. So I won't have like an end result. I'm going to like paint a woman or paint a flower or anything in mind. I just start with a blank canvas, just allow myself, I give myself permission to just explore and play with the texture and colors, and it will just come out, yeah, intuitively.
So you have created this awesome program, especially for moms to kind of reconnect with themselves. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I'm passionate about like teaching moms. Like my heart breaks when I see moms, they put them last in the list. So I created this program so that it will help moms to connect with themselves more and give from a place of joy and abundance. They need to nourish themselves and take care of themselves. Like it's really important for moms to take care of themselves and fill their cup first. So
Yes.
this program will help them to unleash their creative flow and connect with themselves more so that they can help their kids in creative ways and they can like problem solve in their entrepreneurial journey. Or it just want I just wanted to help moms to thrive in their motherhood and their entrepreneurial journey. That's why I created
Yeah,
this program.
that's so great because as a nurturer, I understand how easy it is to kind of lose yourself and lose your identity. You know, who are you? You're so and so's mom, and you don't have another identity. I've talked to you before, and I mentioned that I became a caregiver. And over the last couple of years, during that time, I lost myself as an individual. And I had to recreate myself and kind of, find out that I was a separate person. And that was huge, because when you care for somebody so much, it's easy to just give and pour out, and then you find yourself becoming depleted. You, yeah.
I so much resonate with that. Many times that's what happens, like when we give so much, we give and like we feel so like depleted and exhausted. That's why it's like really like separating, detachment is like really important. So, and it comes from a place of like self-worth. So moms usually they think their worth comes from like their kids, how well their kids are doing or which college they are going. They have so much pride in that, like my kids are doing well. I get it. As a mom, I feel proud of my kids too. But at the same time, my worth comes from, am I living to my fullest potential? So am I like connected to my authentic self? Am I expressing myself more? So that's how I feel my worthiness, like self-worth comes from that place. So that's why it's so important to like take time for ourselves and to connect with ourselves and heal ourselves with art. That will help
Healing.
moms.
Self-healing and self-soothing, besides, the bad habits that come out with the overeating and other things that can come out when you're not taking care of self. And some people can go, what I realize is that some people can go their whole lives without recognizing who they are as an individual. And we sometimes think, again, who we are as an individual is through someone else. And those kids will go off to college. The husband has his own goals. And then you can feel lonely and isolated in that, because you never put anything into yourself. And you mentioned something before about the guilt factor. In identity, guilt is a huge motivator for a lot of the things that we do in our lives. And I was going into that phase of, oh, am I checking on the person enough? Am I doing enough? What if something goes wrong? I'll feel so guilty. So I wouldn't even separate myself. And I noticed with moms, as a teacher, I would have programs for the adults, and they would say, I really need that program. But they will not invest in anything for themselves. Everything, every dime, every penny would go to the kids, whether the kids wanted it or not. And again, you could find yourself at a place years down the line where you're completely depleted and giving all you've had, nothing's left.
I completely agree with you. That guilt factor. Most of the times moms feel that guilt, like for taking time for themselves, because they feel like people will say that they are selfish for taking care of themselves, or the judgment that comes from giving themselves that time. I totally get that at times. But what is like more important, like the kids will go after they grow old, they go to college and they have their life, but we won't, like we would have like missed all those days, right? So we are like giving it all the time, and by the time we'll be like 45 or 50, the moms kids will go out of the house and they feel like so isolated and they won't have anything for themselves. So that's why it is like so important to like take time for ourselves as moms, it's really important to like connect with ourselves so that we don't like give from a place of like guilt and feeling resentful later.
And this program helps us build ourselves through connecting with art. So it's a slow process. And even if you like myself, I'm not really an artist, but anybody can use it to kind of connect.
Yeah, that's what my program is all about. Like, you don't need to like know to draw. If even if you are like a stick figure drawing person, it doesn't matter. The creativity is inside each one of us. It's like the creative energy is inside us. We need to tap into that energy. Everything takes time. Like, it's like practice. So I didn't like study art as a major, and like art came to me, and it's like I just practiced more. It's like a non-negotiable time. I gave myself permission to explore art. So that's how, yeah, you don't need to be, or you don't have to be an artist or anything. Like, just art is like a tool, or just connect. It's like water or food. Like, every day it's an essential, right? So creative expression is like, it's an essential part of our life for emotional well-being. And yeah, people talk about like physical health and mental health, but emotional well-being is like always people don't take that so much into account. So the emotional well-being is really important. Like, we
And
need
it's
to,
huge. It's huge.
yeah.
A lot of people, they talk about meditation and yoga. For me, sometimes cooking does that for me. If I have to focus on a recipe that usually I do some gourmet cooking. I have gourmet cookbooks and I focus on a recipe that I've never cooked before, and it takes all of my attention and creativity. I don't follow the recipe. I always add something different. But it takes that creativity and that time, and it allows my body to disconnect from the noise of life and just fully invest in what's in front of me. So I can really imagine, doing that with artwork and just making a nice little mess for myself that I can be proud of.
Yeah, that is what it is. It is about the creative essence. Like, so you can express it in dance or art or in any other form, like gardening, cooking. So how to tap into that creative essence so that you'll be more present. And yeah, it's like fully into that art, giving yourself into that art.
And what's the name of the program?
It's called Unleash Your Creative Flow. It's an 8-week program.
And when will you be having your next? Well, I'll put a link to it so that people can join you whenever your next master class is. Because I've been to your master class. It's fantastic. You can really learn a lot about energy and the energies we create through art and self-expression. And I really advise people to start asking the right questions. And the right question is, who am I? Who am I? What do I want? If you've never asked that before, it's probably time to look into how I can care for myself in a very gentle way.